Hey, this is Susie Larson. If you don't have time to listen to the full podcast, here's a highlight from today's show. The full conversation is at myfaithradio.com. You also give some very practical advice, like this one. Make sure you do not get distracted by the weeds, the bending branches, and the leaking hoses of life. Just talk about that idea of being distracted, because we are very distracted people, and we do major in the minors at times to our detriment and to the detriment of the lost. So speak to that whole idea.
Yeah. I think our generation has the biggest challenge because of the way we're faced with the multimedia forms that come our way. So through the internet and TV, there's thousands of messages get bombarded with us at us every day. But here's the reality: all throughout history, when we read the Bible, we see that the people of God have been a distracted people. In the Old Testament, we know, of course, they got distracted from the relationship that God called them to, and they constantly followed these other gods. They saw foreign women. The men saw foreign women and married them, and God said, "Don't do that." And they don't follow the foreign gods, but they made idols and bowed down to them. So all throughout the Old Testament, we see the people of God getting distracted by these things he told them not to get distracted with. And he scattered them to foreign places so that they would sit by the rivers of Babylon and weep and remember Zion again and would come back to God and into relationship. And then in the New Testament, we see that even immediately after he told them to go, they got distracted and they stayed in Jerusalem and they didn't go. And God scattered them again into the nations through the persecution of the Roman Empire. And so we see the distraction in the scriptures, and God scatters distracted people is really the principle we get out of that. And as we come into today, where we have all of these things, messages that tell us we're the most important, that our safety is most important, that we need this, we should desire that, we should aspire to this, we should have our own dreams and goals and prepare for the future. All of these things are what Jesus refers to in Matthew in that famous verse as add-ons. And he said, I want you to not seek the add-ons. I want you to seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. And don't get distracted by the add-ons. They'll come as I believe you need them. But seek first the kingdom and keep focused on that.
Thanks again for listening to this highlight from Live the Promise. If you missed the whole show or want to listen to past programs, you can find them at our website at myfaithradio.com.